This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Wednesday, 23rd of December, 2015. Well, let's take a look at the markets now, and investors on Wall Street are waiting nervously for any sign of how retailers have fared this festive season. But so far, the signs aren't promising, as Doug McIntyre of 24/7 Wall Street told me a short while ago.
Traffic to retailers is mediocre. The National Retail Federation said that revenue would be up maybe 3% this year. The amount of competition between the bricks and mortar retailers just to keep their heads above water has been vicious. And then you've had a lot of discounting. And interestingly enough, some of it is because of the weather. A lot of big retailers, particularly department stores, assumed that the weather was going to be cold here between October and December and larded on a bunch of stuff for cold weather like clothing. Now they're stuck with that stuff and have to discount it like mad just to get it out the door so they don't have to hang on to it.
But that changes presumably when the weather changes.
Well, it's going to be 72 degrees here on Christmas Eve tomorrow, which will be an all-time record high in New York City for Christmas Eve. So I know that it will eventually get cold, but every day that it stays warm, anybody who bought inventory based on a coolish winter is going to have a problem.
Doug McIntyre there of 24/7 Wall Street, and let's take a brief look at the numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones up 1.1%, 17,602. The FTSE in London ended up 2.6% at 6,240. And light crude oil in New York up $1.75 at $37.89 a barrel.
For more from the world of finance, try Business Daily, one of our most popular podcasts. Go to bbcworldservice.com/businessdaily.